Good morning, Rebbe Moshe. We're just about to begin. We've learned the halachas of Bishul Acha Bishul. Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. B'tov HaYovish. Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul. B'tov HaLach Shenet Stanen. A liquid which is called cooked and cooled down is subject to Bishul. If it's still warm, it's not subject to Bishul. And a solid is never subject to Bishul yet. We've learned all about that. Now in Chiv Hei we're going to discuss, Be'ezus Hashem, what is the din of an item which is baked or roasted, meaning it was heated without liquid, or with just very minimal liquid. It's considered baked, a challah, a kugel, probably, anything similar. No, well, if that depends on how much liquid in it, it's only just natural juices and it's roasted, and I'm quite right, yeah? Maybe if you have a little bit of water, then it'll be considered cooked. So any roasted item. So of course, in as much as aim bishul acha bishul b'davar yavesh, there's no issue of cooking a cooked item. Similarly, ein afia acha afia. A baked item, to rebake it, is not going to be issue of afia. Ein sliya acha sliya. A roasted item is not, for example, roast chicken, roast meat, yeah, is not subject anymore to sliya. Ein sliya acha sliya, provided, of course, you don't return it to the fire. In a prohibited way, we've learned in Mishnah and Gimel, of course you can only put an item on the fire, it was before on the Shabbos before on the fire, and you did Chazorah, Tarari Chazorah, and you do Grif Grufa Ketumah, all this, except we're not discussing that today. We're discussing the Issa of Bishul. Can a person, however, cook an item that's never been cooked, but it's been baked? And in Gemara terms, this is discussed with regards to the Korban Pesach. We know the Korban Pesach has to be Ki'im Sli'esh, has to be roasted. And the Gemara discusses, what about a Korban Pesach which was roasted and then it was heated in a liquid, it's cooked. And the Gemara says you can't actually eat that as Korban Pesach, it's not considered roasted. And the question is, with regard to Shabbos, that which we say, that Korban Pesach that's cooked, does not, we can't fulfill the bits of Korban Pesach with it, is that because the cooking is considered a new, is it considered, is that, does that mean yesh bishul acha afia, that cooking has a proper effect after afia, and therefore on Shabbos one may not cook a baked item? Well, no. There's a special din. It has to have the tam tzli. Has to taste of tzli. And if it's been cooked afterwards, it no longer has the taste of tzli. But not that it's actually considered cooked afterwards. That means bishul is actually capable of taking effect on a baked item. Right? So that's some of the discussion over here. Is there not bishul acha afia? Or is there not bishul acha tzliya? Tzliya and afia are basically the same. They're just both are items which are cooked without liquid. The one's called, sometimes it's called baking, or it's called roasting. Bal kolponim, depends how you're doing it, but in a pot or in an oven, yeah, what you're using. Bal kolponim, the nekuda is a baked item, or a roasted item. That means an item which was put in was affected by heat without liquid. Is it now permitted or prohibited to cook it afterwards? Says the Shulchan Aruch, page Kuf Lamed Hey, Simen Shin Yod Ches, Sif Hey, Be'ezus Hashem, Ova Si'ata, Dishmael. Yesh mi she'oime, the Re'eim, Rebbe Elazar Mimitz, one of the Rishonim, he says as follows, Dodova she'nefo in itzla, an item which has been baked or roasted, in bishlu echekach pebashke, if afterwards it's cooked in a liquid, yesh by Mishum Bishul, one transgresses thereby the Issa of Bishul. He holds as an Issa of Bishul Achafia.
Why in the liquid?
Bishul is the difference between Bishul and Afia is when it's cooked in a liquid. Cooking in a liquid is Bishul.
Potatoes.
Depends how you cook it. If it's in a liquid, it's considered Bishul. If it's without liquid, it's considered Tzliya or Afia. So the question is, an item which was originally potato which was originally roasted. Morning, Akiva. Potatoes just originally before Shabbos were roasted. It means you didn't use any liquid. May have had some natural juice or just some minimal juice that shouldn't burn, but there's no liquid there. And after, do you want to take that potato and put it in your soup and cook it? Is it? It's a bishul. Says the Re'im, yes. Yesh mi she'oimed, dover hanefo in its a baked or roasted item, in bishlu achakach b'mashke, if after it was cooked, yesh b'mishum bishul, it's subject to bishul. V'asa litim pas, we may not therefore put bread, Afilo b'keli sheni sheyatzad edispo. Even in a keli sheni, not only does that apply in a keli rishon, says Yireim, you can't even put bread, which is obviously baked, in a keli sheni. Yatzad edispo. If it still has the power to heat something, it's the power of heating yatzad edispo. That means yatzad edispo means a person who stuck put his hands in that liquid, he would want to withdraw his hands straight away. That's right. Yeah. It's being cooked now. Geish b'shalach afia. And since it's there's a heat here of Yatzel Edis boy, and Issa is involved. That is the first shit of the Yireim. The Yesh Bishol Achar. Now, the Yesh Mishem Mate, the other Yesh Mate and the others who permit it, Hagor B'Keli Rishon. Some Keli Sheni. Some say it's only in Keli Rishon it's to be forbidden, but in a Keli Sheni, the Torah says it's going to be permitted. It hasn't got the same power as the Keli Rishon, as we know. Yesh Makirin, and the Rav Yoh holds Dafilu B'Keli Rishon. He holds no. There's no Issa of Bishul Achafia. Aye, the Korban Pesach may not be cooked afterwards. Yeah, that's because you need the taste of Matzah. And has to have the taste of the Korban Pesach. Sorry, yeah, the taste of Korban Pesach. And if it's been any what changed, it no longer qualifies for Tam Gdi. But the cooking effect is not applicable to a dove which is nef or something which has been baked. Says the Mishnah, says Ramov Nagul Izar, the custom is to be careful chatchila in the first instance. Shelai litaim pas afilu b'kli sheni. We don't put our bread even into a keli sheni. Calls a man shahayad seledis boy. When if the bowl is yad seledis boy, if it's in keli shlishi, then one can. So you want to put matzah in your soup on Pesach, if you brog.
What's it brog?
Shuruya. You put your matzah into liquid. Some people don't put their matzah into liquid on Pesach. They only have matzah without liquid. If you do brog, then you should do, it says that the Ramah would tell you, only put into Keli Sheni, don't put it. The Ramah would tell you, sorry, yes, you're right, not to put even in a Keli Sheni, to make sure that your bowl is a Keli Shlishi, and only then to put your thing. Because it's considered cooking, you don't want to cook the matzah. It's considered bishul achafia, that not to do so only in a keli shlishi. We don't cook our matzah.
The plate, or the bowl, is it shniya or shlishi?
So you should try and make it shlishi, and thereby avoid any issue of bishul achafia. We use a keli shlishi. Says the Shulchan Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Mem. I just want to add before we do the Mishbura that Ez Hashem tomorrow, which is Erev Shabbos, we're late in this morning.
Rosh Chodesh,
yeah, we will have a Shi'ur 20 to 10. Thank you for reminding me, Rosh Chodesh. Ez Hashem 20 to 10, so I can keep moving because I do want to be ahead, so we won't miss too much when I'm away. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Katan Mem. So again, the first opinion, the aim. Kiva, you got it? Sif Katan Mem holds Yesh Bishol Achar afir. In Bishul Achar Mashke, to cook it afterwards in a liquid. Rotalim, that means Shenosome Bekdera, Shekishamis Bashalism Roitov. Now, we're talking here, you throw your challah, or you put your challah, into a pot of hot soup. Dimnosne Bemashkim Sainin, to put your challah into a cold liquid, Tabut Lady Yesh Bemishon Bishul Avar Mashkim. Well, obviously there's going to be bishul in the heating of the soup itself. We're not discussing that. We're discussing with this is only purely an issue of cooking that the bread. We're not involved in cooking the liquid, of course. That's a different parasha altogether. Mishon Bishul, Yesh Bishul Achafir. Says the Mishnah Brura. Mem Aleph. Though with a dry item we've learned in bishul achar bishul, mikomokim yesh bishul achar tzli. Va'afilu adayin reseach machmas tzli. Even if this roast chicken or roast potatoes is still boiling hot, to cook it is effective, and there's an issa of bishul achar afir. For who adin, says the Mishnah Berurah, that the shittas who according to his opinion that aim yesh tzli achar bishul, the other way around as well. To roast a cooked item, and therefore also lit in davar shenispashel, one can't put a cooked something which has been cooked already. For example, a chicken which was cooked, you can't put it. You can't remove the water from it and the liquid from it, and then heat it directly from the source of fire. Well, obviously not a direct source of fire, because you can never put something on the fire on Shabbos without fulfilling the criteria of Chazorah, etc. Not only if it's actually on the fire, not to put it on any heat of the tanur. Obviously, when fulfilling the criteria of Chazorah. One should definitely be careful by not to return your meat which was cooked. Once it's removed from the liquid, not to return it to a point into an oven to the oven, at a point where it will become can become heated again, because of a fear achar bishul. Although one will fulfill the criteria of mechzikam avashal, because it's an upside down pot, yeah. And you can put a cooked item on an upside down pot on Shabbos if it's already been cooked, but there's going to be an issue of afiyah achar bishul. Aval kuli alma, but for sure ain't sliach atzli, to roast a roasted item is fine. Dava shenitzla muta litinei etzlo eish afiyah im nitzanen, even a cool piece of cooked meat which has cooled down can be reheated.
Roasted
meat, thank you. Yeah, sorry, can be reheated. Because ain't sliach, chatzliach. Obviously, but be careful. Obviously, you have to avoid the issue of shami chate, simulation and gimel. There shouldn't be a concern. You come to stoke it. Gamle yamiden al kakoris atanak elia. They have to clear kodesh tachteo. Be careful. You need to put it with an interruption of a keli. Kadesh neirikim mavashal vayin level simulation gimel zipay. We learn all about returning items, even fully cooked items or fully roasted items, to the flame. One has to avoid the issue of mechzikim mavashal. We know all about that. Vuadin beafia ki agavna deinafia chafia. Some really a baked item is not subject to subsequent baking. So, upon reading this sif, what would you think if a person wanted to have toast on Shabbos?
Toast.
Want some toast? So he has some sliced bread or sliced challah, which is actually the same as sliced bread. Just one's called. It's just the same thing. Yeah. And he takes a slice of challah, yeah, and he puts it on an upturned pot on top of the gas. Yeah. Whatever, the blech. The hot plate. Let's say. Yeah. Oh. What? So the chayra, what would you say? The chayra, it's just afia achafia.
What?
And it, yeah?
Yeah.
Sli achafia, same thing.
Tzile.
It's been baked and it's been baked more, so it's really like afia achafia.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Sli and afia is basically the same thing.
So should be
okay. Now there's a douche note over here. I've got it as number 55. I don't know, in the new ones, might be different. Last is Alinin Asiest Tznimin B'Shabbos. I think Tznimin. Is that toast? I think Tznimin is toast. At the back of your Mishnah Brura is that it's got a translation. I think Tznimin is toast. Or the Tzion says that there's no Tikkumon about Ichlin. But nevertheless. No, it can't be. He's discussing Tzniach Achabishal. I thought there was a note here about toast. It doesn't look like it. Looks like this is...
Is a fear out of...
Yes, I don't think this is... Yes, no, so you said, I think maybe it's... Like a, can you back it? Can you pass on that Mishnah Brura? Is that Achiri Gimel?
No.
Look back at your Mishnah Brura, Achiri Gimel. There's an English translation of all these words.
It's toast.
It's toast, yeah. It's thank you very much. Right, it's toast. Yes, it's toast. So the suggestion over here is that Tzion says, although you would have thought it's Sliya Achat Sliya, or afia chafia, says it's already seen in number 55, that it's such a substantial change to the baked item. You're changing it from a slice of bread to a piece of toast. It's doime to bishul achatzliya. Doime, because it's a new sort of effect it's having on the toast, and therefore he suggests, he wants to say it's also kapachayim. Also writes this, b'shem shuvas oyle tzadik, the Rav from Baghdad. However, Adas Taylor, the Rasham, says it's permitted in his credits, and Rosh Hashanah Zalman also say that it's mutter, because at the end of the day, it's sliya achat sliya. Yeah.
Sometimes when you cut the challah,
yeah,
you find that the middle of it is still a dough.
Yeah.
Now, if you, for example, cut it into slices, whatever, could you put this on the fire or on whatever.
But obviously you'd have to fulfill the criteria of a thing.
Well,
I don't know what will happen now. If you bake it, if baked a raw thing and it's already been left so long, what will happen? It doesn't have any. It won't become baked. I mean, it's already been like that. It won't do anything really. It's baked.
It won't become
baked.
But instead of having something soggy in between your teeth, you'll have something much harder.
That's similar to this question. Making toast.
We are not allowed to do that.
This is a point of contention here in Dirushu number 55. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikkot Mem Beis, I'd like to continue. So he's saying, the Shulchan Aruch says, don't put your bread even into a keli sheni, because the opinion of the Re'eim, the first opinion here is, Yesh Bishel Acha Tzliya, even in a keli sheni. Vaselitim passive cotton man base. How you suppose that the chiddush here is din ache v'atam the sphere that is tvorim shem is pashtim now bread. They're telling you a chiddush that there's some things which become cooked. Afir be cliche di bnei shem rachim soft items, not bread, is baked and you can't put it in cook it. Ain on a bakim. The Mishnah Berurah says actually the Ramah is trying to tell us another halacha that any item we're concerned may become affected by keli sheni. Even in a keli sheni, the chiddush here is even a keli sheni. Valkein hoisif lozer leaser litim pasa offers with rachah chafira bekeli sheni. To see the point that the Rambam Shulchan Aruch is adding here is an issa even to put it into a keli sheni. Vuad into the day azu yesh lach minami b'shatvorim for litim keli sheni by any kamos if tesa just tavin. In fact, any item which is not cooked, as we explained yesterday, may not be put into a keli sheni. And the concern here is that bread is soft. And it will become cooked in a keli sheni. And similarly, any item which is not cooked, choshesh might be affected in a keli sheni. The metim a keli sheni. However, the next opinion is the Torah. He holds his mat in a keli sheni. There is an opinion called the Torah who holds keli sheni never cooks anything, and therefore, even if you choshesh for bishul achafia, it's only in a keli rishon. But we do not take on like that. We are choshesh that anything may become cooked in a keli sheni, and we're even choshesh that tea bags and that tea leaves, etc., even in keli shlishi can become cooked, right? Afilu b'kli shrishon, the Shulchan Aruch holds that the Ramah brings now a third opinion, the opinion of the Rav Yoh, who says you can even put your baked item even into a keli rishon, because ein bishul acha afia sivkot and mem dalet. Sfiel who this opinion holds, in Shaykh, Shem Bishlach Afir, it's near for Adin Hepuch, in Bishlach Afir, and in Afir, Achar Bishl. Sivkot and Memhei. The Noagul is all a chatchila. Ideally, we're careful, therefore, not to put bread into a Keli Sheni, because we're Choshesh Yesh Bishlach Afir, at least in a Keli Sheni. Pirush. She'ein nois din lechem b'moruk shalat cholent, b'k'orosh u Keli Sheni. Don't put your bread into your cholent soup, which is a keli sheni. Because we're choishes bishlach afia and keli sheni. Choshkein odom also shiazorish leilaris aleim mekeli rishon. Of course, don't pour from a keli rishon onto the cholent, because iri keli rishon is actually kekeli rishon. And that's much more powerful, although it only affects the clip on the external surface of it, but it's more powerful. Of course, you could pour from keli rishon onto your bread. Now, for oysom shechait chin abetzolin, those people who cut the onions, the noisin latecha morok b'kara, they put it the onions into the soup. Lo yosimu, and the onions are raw. Lo yosimu acha shelo itia had seredes b'morok. They shouldn't put it until only when the soup is actually not yet seredes, but it's cooled down. Yeah, or keli shlishi, I suppose, but not keli sheni, which is still warm. Because with bread, even though it's baked already, we still don't put it into a keli sheni. Koshkin or the also b'betzolim with onions, just because I want to be careful not to put it into a hot keli sheni. We don't know what's called soft, and if we don't put anything, if we don't put bread which has already been baked in a keli sheni, or the also we don't put a raw item into a keli sheni. Although, if the cholent, let's say, is a solid, therefore there's a shitter that holds that a dover gush always remains a keli rishon. For example, let's say a kugel which was cooked, let's say, and then it's, even if it's removed from its container, but still, since it still keeps its structure, it retains a din keli rishon. So therefore, to put a raw item onto a kugel, such a kugel, for example, even if it's been been moved from its container a number of times, according to some opinions, it's retained its din kedushin. Have you heard of Dabal Gush already?
Yeah.
This is the din of Dabal Gush. So therefore, definitely avoid putting something raw on top of a Dabal Gush, which is a kedushini.
Dabal Gush is a liquid.
No, the Dabal Gush is a solid, any solid item. So therefore, for example, to put an onion in a thick chalant, a thick item, because it always retains its power of kedushin. Yeah?
Solid.
So therefore, it's to be more careful, particularly if it's a kedushini, not to put your onions in it. So a solid item. A solid hot item. Solid. Solid. Hebrew. It retains the din rishon, however many times you move it, it always stays hard. Because even if you pour it many times, it still retains. That's right. Even if you move it and pour it, it retains. Some retains the din thing. The H Poiskim, that's what we're saying now. Binyamin, we're doing the second column on page 270. The H Poiskim, the others who hold Shasavim to Dabal Gush, Amonach Bekrisheni Din Kikrivishin, it always retains its power of Kikrivishin if it's a Dabal Gush. Six lines down, second column. Vafudim, Yanzan Ad Shiyah, Morak Shabakara, Eni Ad Seledes Boy, and even if you wait till the soup is not yet Seledes Boy, Mikol Mokam, nevertheless, he's all be careful, Lashla Yishbach, Achakach, Al Shiuri, Habitzolim, Shinisha Bekara. Be careful, you have some leftover onion in the bowl. Be careful not to pour minam morok from the soup, which is from the pan which was on the fire, and mayat seledes boy. If it's still hot from the soup container, the soup pot, be careful not to pour from it onto any item in your soup which never actually became cooked. Because you put some raw onions in your soup, it didn't become cooked because it was a keli shlishi, for example. So be careful then, since they've never been cooked, not to pour from it from the pot. The erim of Rashi could take klipa because the heat, the power of the hot water from the pot would affect the surface area of the onion. Because the kamel on the sifyud, the yeshiva said chashash to rice. Be very careful about this. I must continue. Some people also they have a custom kasha oisin chamin miragle behema. They make a hot galareta, yeah. Ulachtei chatichas pas bikli. They cut a piece of bread in a container. Ularis aleim hamorok shero klaim klirishin. They pour from the hot klirishin, which has got this hot feet, and you pour it over the bread. Lo yafei, no, that's incorrect. Even if it would only be a keli sheni, you're putting this bread into. The Ramah says, but it doesn't put bread in the keli sheni. So the more so to pour from a keli rishon onto it. If you want it to have your bread in this keli sheni, one should wait. Actually, you had to add to this tomorrow until it's no longer the answer. Let us boy, in which case bishul no longer is applicable. I also the cholapachas. At least an interesting line here. Very important Mishnah Brura, this one. Yishav bekaf min akadera kedei shetiak or a keli shlishi. Mishnah Brura suggests here using a ladle, and he says by using a ladle, therefore the ladle is actually the keli sheni, and therefore the bowl will become the keli shlishi, and therefore you can put the bread into the bowl. Now Mishnah Brura suggests it as an idea here. It doesn't necessarily mean he holds that a ladle does have a din of keli sheni, but at least it could have a din of keli sheni. One second, could have a din of keli sheni. We have a tzira in the onam over here. First of all, it could be ein bishul acha afia number one. Yeah, and additionally, you have here. And even if it is yesh bishul achafia, some are making in a keli sheni, like the Torah said. And even if you want to be machmir yesh bishul achafia, you have a ladle, and it could be a ladle changes the status of the bowl from a keli sheni, downgrades it to keli shlishi. So that's enough of a tziruf to permit using a ladle. He doesn't necessarily mean a ladle definitely is considered a keli sheni. And particularly, we should be careful with a ladle if it's left in the pot and it becomes hot. The same heat as the power of the keli rishon, then there's more reason to be concerned that it retains it in keli rishon. Chosh kinen all the more so, right? So listen, Abba Salim Rishomen lo teich hachamen ha'edu. You want to put your onions and your garlic into these hot pots. Vada yizal ma'oid las kin be careful and doon so dim yara alei me keli rishon. She had said this by yesh b'zach b'zach hashash av mrocho, not to pour from a keli rishon onto these items. So the Mishnah Brura has told us over here, be careful any item which is either not cooked or it's been baked may only be put into keli shlishi. He additionally warned us about a double gush, that to have it heated from a solid item, even if it's You may have thought the keli shlishi could be retained its in keli rishon. And additionally, he says that a ladle could help you in the case of sveikas, at least, to downgrade the status of your bowl from keli sheni to keli shlishi. Tivkot and Memvav. L'chatchila says that one doesn't put a bread even into a keli sheni, but the evad afilu b'keli rishon, unless if a person did do so, we wouldn't forbid the bread. Because we already learned whenever it comes to a knas, whether we should forbid an item, as long as there's an opinion which permits it, and clearly there is one over here. The Rav Yos says there's no issue of bishlach afi at all. We'd never forbid the item but the evad. Afilu b'keli sheni, we wouldn't put bread into keli sheni. The keli shlishi, as we said before, Prima Gordon says that's okay. Kol's mentioning at this point if the keli sheni is still hot. And here we have another important rule in Hilchos Shabbos, another point of Hilchos Bishul. I'm chayodim shekos chayodim writes shehecha sheyad nichvas boy koliyam and bashal afilu keli sheni. We have another upgrade over here. An upgrade, not only a double gush is upgraded to keli rishon. Also, if they have a big cauldron of water or the like, and it's boiling hot, so hot that yarnichvas boy, it's burning hot. It's hotter than yatzledes boy. The mochay adam holds it's upgraded and always retains its din keli rishon. Although this is a point of machlekes, ideally we are lechatchila, we avoid heating anything, even in a keli sheni, if it is burning hot. So quite a number of important points today. Halacha lemaisa, bottom line, is that we are machmir for bishul achafia or for afia achabishul not to do such a thing in a keli rishon, not to do something in a keli sheni. Then the keli shlishi would permit it. So to put your matzah or your challah in your keli shlishi is okay. We've also seen we saw two upgrades and one downgrade. We saw an upgrade of Dovah Gush maybe retains its shame keli rishon even if it's been poured into a number of kelim. Another upgrade we've seen is a Yad Nichvas Boy, a boiling, scalding hot collection of water could have the din of keli rishon. That's two upgrades. And one downgrade is that a ladle could be considered a downgrading element if you use a ladle to change the status of the bowl from being a keli sheni to being a klishishi, klishishi. And Be'ezrat Hashem, Yisporach, tomorrow we'll continue with another exciting episode of Sif Vav, the Siman Shin, Yud Ches, the happy clappy time, 20 to 10.
That last halacha that you just learned about Yad Nichvas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So understand, we have an urn which is bubbling away.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even if we go 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Yeah, so they say it's only a very large. I'm explaining to you. It's only a very, very large. They say it's only a very large container of water, like a cauldron. This dinner in Nicholas Bay would apply to. It doesn't apply to a cup.
It came from your.
No, only when it's in. It's still only when it's in a cauldron. Only when it's in a very large area, so like a bowl. No, but I'm saying only when it's still in a cauldron.
I mean, so
that's right. Only when it's still in a
bowl.
Perhaps when you're washing up,
so
maybe.
Although we would call it
that's
a
right.
Slishy,
that's right.
But it's so it's that's some right. bigger quantity.
That's right.
Would say,
that's right. That's right. That's right. I like an ambati. Yeah. And there are those who disagree with the chayotim as well. It's not hard and fast. Eliyahu.
Wherever you go, you find a user to put in a klishlishi.
Yeah.
So if someone eats and crumbs, food, bread crumbs fall in the klishlishi, like chumat, whatever.
Yeah.
Is this afia or?
It's okay. That's okay. If they use a label, it's okay.
I was once somewhere and told me not trying to avoid that.